Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, why don't you kind of recap just exactly what took place on our cattle futures at the end of last week? Looks like livestock lower across the board at the finish.
That's right, Dave. Friday, the trading and the closes were negative for the cattle complex. Cash cattle also for the week last week was at $138. That was steady with the previous week, and the majority of the volume came back on Tuesday afternoon. We saw choice box beef down 89 cents. Select boxes were up 52 on a total movement of 89 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was only 100,000 head Friday. The weekly kill, 553,000. Cash feeder index was up 33 cents. The lean hogs had a rough week as the February contract made a new contract low last week, and the December contract lost $4.40 for the week. On the close Friday, we were down $1.07 on December cattle, down $1.02 on November feeders, and December lean hogs were down 67 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures a little bit. And, well, actually, it looks like the grains finished on a pretty good note Friday.
They sure did. The wheat, corn, and the soybeans on Friday all closed positive to end the week and the month of October on a positive note. Overall, the trading was orderly, with the fund and technical buying lifting the futures higher. Now, for the week, our December KC wheat gained 18 cents, December corn gained 3 cents, and January soybeans lost 10 cents for the week. Now, overnight trading has been mixed to start the month of November. At the moment, December KC wheat's down 2¾ cents, December corn's down 2 cents, November soybeans are trading a half a penny higher, December cotton's down 61 points, December crude oil 72 cents lower, December dollar index down 19 cents, and December Dow Jones futures are trading 8 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.